Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network. Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple Podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
And Rob Parker, you just ugly.
Wow. We getting going real quick. That's our man, Kwame Brown.
Wow.
Everybody's trying to get on Kwame's good side now. A man scorned, Rob. That's who he is.
I thought shaved. I thought I looked better today. No? I'm still ugly?
I mean, Kwame doesn't think you're cute. I don't get it.
You just ugly.
You know, it is what it is with Mr. Kwame Brown. But we're going to have a great show nonetheless. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM for the next 3 hours, however you may be listening. You will not, folks, be disappointed. We can guarantee that. And at the bottom of this hour, we've got Tyler Dunn, who is as plugged in as anyone when it comes to this Aaron Rodgers situation. And as you guys know, he did an interview yesterday with Kenny Mayne on ESPN.
That's nice. Was that a parting gift? Because Kenny Mayne's leaving, Chris. That's a nice gift.
Well, if you watch the whole interview, it was clearly a parting gift. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he fawned over Kenny Mayne.
Because Kenny Mayne announced that he was a casualty and he's leaving ESPN after a long time, right? He left, came back, Chris, and he's been there a long time. And that's pretty cool, I think, of Aaron Rodgers.
It was real cool.
I think that's cool. I really do.
But people are talking more about him in Green Bay than his kindness toward Kenny Mayne.
No, I get that. that's the story, right?
Yes, we will get into that.
I'm just saying, as a reporter, that's cool.
Tyler Dunn of Go Long will join us to talk about that. Antonio Daniels as well. some NBA talk. Of course, we are going to be heavy on NBA. And what a night. Brooklyn, which is just fun to watch. I mean, I don't think Boston has a prayer of beating them. But Brooklyn, I'm always excited to see them play. And then you got the two LA teams going at it. And they both could be in do or die situations.
If they both lose, they're in trouble, no doubt.
Well, there's doubt, but we'll get into that later. But the iCouple crew, DJ Alex Teicher on the ones and twos, of course. Super producer Rob G in full effect. And on the updates, who was it? My man Ralph Irvin.
There you go. You can't even remember the guy.
I didn't know. I mean, you know, I'm waiting for them to tell me who it is. I wasn't listening.
He just did an update, but I know, it's not that.
I wasn't ready.
It's just that you know, it was unforgettable, so that's why you didn't remember.
Nah, Ralph's updates are special.
It was like, who is that?
Updates are special.
Ralph, and you're with that guy? Ralph, you're with that guy? Hey, one other thing, Chris, and this is for you, because today is a Trash Talking Tuesday.
Wowzy, wowzy, woo, woo.
You always say, I never rip baseball. I trash USA baseball today on Deadspin, because I don't know if you saw the roster that they put out.
No.
Not that impressive for the Olympics. And
because you can use pros now.
Yeah, but they're all players who aren't in the league. So no, they're not using any players who are on a 26-man roster.
But is that because the pros don't want to play?
Well, it's during the season, of course. But other leagues have stopped. The NHL have let their players go play or whatnot. I'm just saying,
I don't think the baseball players want to play. Because last time they played in the world, didn't they get beat?
They won the gold medal. I think they won in 2008 or 4 or something.
I don't remember, but
they haven't had baseball the last two Olympics. So they're bringing it back this year, Chris, after not having it since 2008. But anyway, I trashed the Olympic baseball team. So the next time you say you never trash baseball.
Well, that's Olympic
mark
baseball.
This down. Mark this down.
I want you to trash MLB. That's
mark
a whole different
down.
Story.
All right.
All right. Anyway. It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, so get your takes ready. But Rob, I will look. You have a take. Let's just start it here. Everyone is talking now about Bob Myers, the GM of the Golden State Warriors, who said yesterday that he has no reason to believe that they will not sign Steph Curry to a contract extension this summer. Now, Steph has 1 year left on his contract, so he doesn't have to do anything. But Golden State is going to offer him a max deal worth about $215 million. And Steph will become, if he signs it, the first player in NBA history to sign two $200 million or more contracts. And so everybody's talking about, should Steph sign? Will Steph sign? And I've got a strong take myself. But Rob Parker, I feel confident. I feel confident in saying Rob Parker, how many people are on Earth? 7 billion plus, right? Of the 7 billion plus people on Earth, I feel confident in saying that Rob Parker is the only one, the only human being in existence who has this take. The floor is yours, Mr. Parker.
Bob Meyer, Golden State Warriors. Myers, the Golden State Warriors. Save your money! Do not sign Steph Curry under any circumstances. Oh. It's all over. Let it go. What are you doing? This will be the worst contract in the history of sports if you re-sign Steph Curry to a supermax of more than $200 million. He just had one of his greatest seasons and couldn't get his team into the NBA playoffs, where everybody and their uncle makes the playoffs. Now you also have a Klay Thompson, where they're saying he ain't going to be ready for opening day. You don't know what condition. He's missed back-to-back seasons with injuries. He could be a shell of himself. Draymond Green is going the other way. Stop it, Draymond. He's the greatest defensive player ever. He can't score. He can't do anything else. Stop. And then the young guys that they got, oh, they got Wiggins and Weissman. Those guys are doo-doo for right now. Oh, none of those guys have made you feel like, oh, my God, we got something. They're going to be, and I meant doo-doo in a kind way, not a bad way. I'll poo-poo
is there,
them.
Is there a kind
yes,
way?
Yes.
There's like, a kind like, way of doo-doo.
There's a kind way. I'm
of calling a person a piece of doo-doo, there's
no,
a kind way to
saying.
Do that.
They're
Kwame.
The poo-poo king. All right, I'll say poo-poo or they're goo-goo.
It's already been said.
All right?
Poo-poo. You can delete the tweet, but it's out there now. It's out there in
That's
the world.
All right. It won't make the podcast. Thanks, Rob G. Anyway, my point is, why? Don't do this. Don't fall in love with old players. The ride in Golden State is over. Let it go. You're not going to win another championship unless Kevin Durant's walking through that door. Steph can't even win an NBA Finals MVP, and now he can't even make the playoffs when they let everybody in. So my point is, just accept that you had a nice run with the Warriors, with Steph. You got lucky. You got a guy from a small college. He blossomed into something really special. And you know what? Count your lucky stars. You got three championships, right, out of it. Count your lucky stars. You're not getting any more. Don't be foolish. Don't be greedy. Okay, it's okay to let stars go. Michael Jordan played for the Washington Wizards. They didn't re-sign Mike. You don't have to re-sign
Mike
Steph.
Mike left.
No. When Mike
did.
Asked, no, but Mike said
they would have kept him. He wanted Jackson kept.
Is this my
Phil
take
Jackson.
Or your take? No,
no
they
I'm just
wanted,
saying.
But
then
he
Go
wanted
ahead.
Phil Jackson back, and they didn't re-sign Phil Jackson. They basically
and Jordan retired. Okay.
Well, but that's my point is, if your greatest player on the planet asks you for his coach back and you're going to not re-sign him, you're telling him we don't want you, and that's what happened in Chicago. My point is this, plenty of great players have played elsewhere. Most people aren't going to be Derek Jeter and play 20 years and win all the championships and be considered one of the great players of all time. Steph had a nice run in Golden State. Do not do this. Do not. You know what? You could go to the tallest building in San Francisco and dump that $200 million off the balcony, and it would be the same exact thing. This is, you got an opening, Golden State. Run the other way. Run from Steph Curry. I'm telling you, this will be a mistake.
Enough! Enough! Let me first start this rebuttal by saying that Rob Parker has not been paid by anyone. We did not sit down before the show and say, let's come up with something, you know, a real juicy debate. Rob, can you say something crazy so we can really have a great conversation?
You know, that's
there was
never
none
happened.
Of that. And no one has pictures of Rob that I know of, at least.
Not yet.
Never. No one
Maybe
has
tonight.
Any pictures. So he has not been compelled to say this by anyone. This is his own brainchild. And Rob Parker, first of all, I love you. You're my boy. I love doing the show with you. We've been friends for almost 30 years. But this is the absolute worst take. And I'm saying something to a guy that's counted Tom Brady out since 2012. This is the absolute worst take I've ever heard from you. Are you kidding me? First of all, if I'm Steph, let me just get this out of the way. You shouldn't sign the extension this summer. You should wait, play out next season, see if you can contend with Clay back. And if you can't, I don't say you have to win the West, but if you can't contend, if you're a seventh or eighth seed, sixth seed, but far from the elite teams, then look at going elsewhere. Because you are still in your prime. You had arguably your best individual season ever. And there's no reason for you to play out the last 4 years of your prime for a team that can't win a championship. Go get you you team up with some cats and try to beat Brooklyn and win some more rings. Because it's a different day. Nobody's killing anybody. Oh, he didn't stay with the same team. As Rob said, Michael Jordan didn't stay with the same team. You don't get extra points anymore. Kobe doesn't get extra points over LeBron because Kobe stayed in L.A. his whole career. Tim Duncan doesn't get extra points over Kevin Durant because he stayed in San Antonio his whole career. So that era's over. Nobody's going to frown at Steph if he joins somebody else and leads them to a championship. So there's that. But let me get back to Rob Parker. Rob Parker, even if Steph, your take was crazy because, first of all, yes, the young boys have shown that they can ball. James Wiseman is, I'm excited about James Wiseman. James Wiseman got game, and he fits nicely with that crew. Did you watch Jordan Poole? Shout out to Michigan, where my daughter graduated from. But Jordan Poole, Michigan alum, can ball. They got him. He'll be coming off the bench next year looking nice. JTA, yes, I'm giving him the letters nickname because he's earned it. Juan Toscano-Anderson, nice year, young man. And when they move down a spot, seventh, eighth man, ninth man, they will be ballers. And then you diss Draymond, even though I get it, he can't score. He hasn't been able to score since he left East Lansing. But put Klay back on the court, and now defenders have to worry about Steph, Klay, Andrew Wiggins, and that'll open things up for Draymond. So he'll get his 9-10 points. That's all we need. But he's still a playmaker extraordinaire, 9 assists a game this year, more than any non-point guard in the league. Still a top defender. He's a top three finalist for Defensive Player of the Year. I didn't have him in my top three, but I had him on my first team all D. And they got Minnesota's lottery pick, top three protected, so they could have the fourth or fifth pick in the draft. Or they could package that and try to go get another star, maybe a Bradley Beal. Are you kidding me, Rob Parker? But even if they can't win another championship with Steph, you keep the run going. You don't back up and rebuild right now. Steve Nash never won a chance, never even got to the finals, but Phoenix loved the run. Chris Webber never got to a finals with Sacramento, but they die to go back to the Chris Webber era. Patrick Ewing never won a championship with the Knicks, but they would die to have Ewing in the blue and orange right now. This is a business, Rob Parker, and even if you don't win a championship, you keep your studs, you keep your legends, you keep your Hall of Famers. I mean, look at Utah. They've never won a championship, yet they are a great organization. And so, come on, man. Unbelievable. Do yourself a favor, Rob, and don't write that column tomorrow for Deadspin. Take another route. I just gave you all the facts. Take another route. I'm trying to save you.
This column is going to burn up the internet for people who didn't hear our radio show tomorrow. You just watch and see.
Yeah.
You know I'm spot on. 877-99 on Fox.
877-996-6369. I bet you of the 7 billion people on Earth and the 1 billion who are listening right now live, I bet there's not one that agrees with you. Hit us up, iCouple Rob Parker. And if you do agree with him, you're going to catch Broussard's wrath. Believe you me.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, 3-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you can get your podcast.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, DJ Alex Tyshirt in the crates. And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And listen, folks, a lot of you are probably in your car right now. Even if you're not, you're going to be in your car soon. And buckle up, please. There's just no good excuse not to. Number one, it's best for your health and your safety. Number two, law enforcement will write you a ticket pronto if you're not buckled up. So do the smart thing. Do the frugal thing. Do the practical thing. And start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. This is paid for by NHTSA. All right, 877-99 on Fox. You heard Rob Parker with what I think is a completely ludicrous take. But what say you, 877-99 on Fox? Should the Golden State Warriors cut Steph Curry or just let him go, not re-sign him?
Right. It ain't cutting him now. I'm just saying.
Like, Might as well be. I made it a little worse than that.
All right. But Sam in Los Angeles, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Sam?
What's going on, guys? First time caller, long time listener. Love you guys.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, brother. Great to have you in.
I've got two things to say. First of all, I got I got to go with I just got to give a shout out to Phoenix and five here because it's going down.
Oh,
LeBron's
God.
Going down. I'm with you, Rob.
Stop it.
They're going down five games. You guys heard me, five games. That's my first thing.
We will see. Call back when the Lakers win the series.
All right. My second thing is, Rob, I got to go against you on this, man. I used to hate Steph Curry, and I've gained so much more respect for him this year, and I think your take is absolutely insane. How do you not bring back an all-time talent?
My man, you helped. You saved your call because it was going way good, sideways Sam. At first.
Sam,
you had
a nice, we don't
nice
have to agree
rally
on everything, Sam. You'll see. When Steph Curry signs that ridiculous contract, and then they're not making the playoffs. When Klay comes back and all that, and they're not winning anything, you're going to say it was just a waste of money. It was just a waste. That's all. Blind Seahawks fan in Olympia, Washington. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's up, gentlemen? How are you doing today?
Doing good.
Good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, Rob Parker, do you have a trash can for me? Because this take makes you going to throw up. This is worse than your Tom Brady takes. Because, first of all, the thing is with Steph Curry is he's still way in his prime. 33 years old, you know. He's, you know,
did
shooting
they make
the ball
playoffs this year?
No, oh, that's the thing,
okay.
though. How are you going right. to carry – how is he going to carry all these young guys
he's
on his back?
He's a trans. He's a
so is LeBron,
player.
Rob. He missed
he's
the playoffs.
He's a transcendent player.
Kareem missed the playoffs in his prime.
Yeah, everybody's missed like all these players. I don't get
it. I thought Steph Curry changed the game. What
I thought Kareem
so that,
was the best
so
center ever.
You're great. So if
so
you're great,
not,
you don't make the playoffs. Is that how he changed the game?
You feel that way about Kareem, Rob?
Kareem, we're not talking about the 60s.
No, I'm just asking.
Things have changed.
That was in the 70s. LeBron just a few years ago. He's not transcendent either.
I told you. I called it when he didn't make the playoffs.
So he's not transcendent. Okay, I got you.
No, but LeBron has been the finals MVP. He's had some winning in his history, too.
Oh, Steph's never has, yes. Steph's beat LeBron three times.
I'm just saying. Three times. All right. Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Evening, gents. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, Steph Curry going back to Golden State's a foregone conclusion. And beyond him being a great guy, and, you know, he is a transcendent talent. But Golden State, they need to fill that big new stadium with all those people in there. Okay, so there's economic concerns that go beyond what's going on in the court. But, Rob, to your point, Steph Curry's not a top 20 player if he doesn't win another championship going forward. And the dynasty
How?
He had.
How?
No, he's not. No, he's not. Because
How?
The good times.
Why not?
The good times. The
Did
good
he change the game?
Over.
Has he won three rings? Is he only unanimous
the
MVP in history?
The good times are over. The good times are over.
Whether they're over or not, he's a top 20 player.
No, he's not. Because you have to do it on your own. People want to talk about Carmelo. You want to talk about John Stockton. You want to talk about Patrick Ewing. Yes, Steph, you got your early championship. Those championships with Durant, okay, that's not on your name. These championships
really?
And the rest of
I no, could have sworn no. he has three rings.
No, Durant won those two. Durant won the last two.
So is Oscar Robertson a top 20 player, Andre?
Yeah, Oscar Robertson got him that chip in 71, and he would have got
yeah,
more.
Yeah, who was the main guy on that team? It wasn't Oscar. It was Lou Alcindor, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Oscar won
Kareem.
Two. Hold on. You challenged me. I told you I bite. Oscar Robertson won two playoff series before teaming up with Lou Alcindor. So stop it with the you got to do it on your own. Because nobody's done it on their own.
Steph can't even make the playoffs.
Jerry West lost eight times to the Celtics in the finals before getting his championship in 72. Okay, this is Steph Curry's time to go up against Goliath on his own. If he doesn't do it, he's not top 20. End of story.
Who won it on their own, Andre?
Thanks,
you spouting foolishness. I'm smacking you around. Spout some facts, baby.
Andre, the voice of reason, thank you for calling. Cordello in Chicago.
He's still disagreeing with you, Rob.
You're on the iCouple
Fox
Sports
Don't lose
Radio.
Sight. You haven't. Nobody's agreed yet.
Hey, how you guys doing? First-time caller, man.
Man, look at all these first-time callers. Right?
We loving it, baby.
We open it up for everybody.
Y'all. I love y'all, man. But, hey, Rob Parker, man, is you on drugs, though? I got to ask that, man. Are you crazy? Steph Curry, man, that's the best point guard in history, man. What's wrong with y'all? I'm tired of y'all not giving my man his props, man. Steph Curry is the best point guard in history, top three player of all time.
Wow. What's the tallest building? What's the tallest building in Chicago? Is it still the Sears Tower?
It's still the Sears Tower.
Yep. You know what? Take that $200 million, go up to the top of the Sears Tower, and just chuck it off. You'll get the same return as signing Steph Curry to an extension.
Oh, no, man. Y'all got to put some respect on his name, man, and put some respect on Jordan's name, man. I'm tired of y'all.
There hasn't been a day on this show where we've said Jordan was anything but the GOAT.
Exactly.
And I give Steph mad
show.
Love.
You got the wrong show. I'm talking about Jordan take.
You a little off. I mean, I love Steph, but top three all time? I can't go that far.
Stop it.
I can't go that far. That's Rob. All right. Chris, we got our man Tyler Dunn coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We are the iCouple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest, he's a great one. He is plugged into the Green Bay Packers like very few others. He's the founder of Go Long, Tyler Dunn. Welcome to the iCouple, Tyler.
What's happening?
It's a pleasure to be back, fellas. Thanks for having me here.
It's great to have you, my man, and obviously there is plenty to talk about. Now, I remember your story a while back. I believe it was before, correct me if I'm wrong, I thought it was before the Jordan Love draft. And you talked about some of the issues with Rodgers within the Green Bay Packers organization. Obviously, that would mean this stuff goes back beyond the drafting of Jordan Love. Am I correct? And if so or if not, give us the genesis of where this thing started.
No doubt. When it comes to Aaron Rodgers and how he's wired, you know, that it's always been the same there. You know, this is back to Mike McCarthy, that he, you know, he is an all-time grudge holder, and it's part of what makes him a Hall of Fame quarterback. It's part of what makes him great is he's going to be pissed off about just about everything, and he's going to use it for good. I mean, if he's going to get mad over an article, if he's going to get mad over a perceived slight of any kind, you can only imagine what he thinks and how he's going to react to you drafting a quarterback to eventually replace him. So he's going to go win MVP. But yeah, I mean, I think that story was kind of an autopsy, I guess, of what happened with him, Mike McCarthy, Ted Thompson, how something so good got so bad. And at that time, they just hired Matt LaFleur. And, you know, Mark Murphy was pretty blunt, the team president, and it said, look, don't be the problem. And I think we're seeing now a quarterback who is sparring with management. Maybe Murphy is part of that equation. He was one of the quote-unquote people that Aaron Rodgers wasn't praising up and down last night and whatever that was. But I do think it's Brian Gutekunst. It's the general manager. I think that's where he's really directing his rage at the moment and feels he's entitled to more personnel control. But it's strange. Right now I think it's a PR battle. It's a messaging battle. And he's trying to kind of minimize the backlash. I don't think anything's changed over the last 3-4 weeks. They're all in a bad place right now.
We talked with Charlie Casterly, the former NFL GM who works for the NFL Network. And he said this was weeks ago, that this is normally when he hears this kind of stuff, it's about money. And ultimately that Aaron is working from a point of, having the upper hand because he just won an MVP, you know what I mean, in the team. And he wants money, that eventually he'll wind up getting that. Do you see that happening?
It's one of two things, and it very well could be that he is almost looking to just publicly punish and embarrass the Packers for drafting Jordan Love, right? I mean, and I had a player even tell me that, like, this could just be this mastermind plot for him to expose the Packers and force them to play Jordan Love. So that's the other side of it, is maybe he does really want to get out of there, and it is principled, and he just can't get past that. And when you're out, you're out. We know that about Aaron Rodgers and his life. He cuts people out. And if Brian Gutekunst is cut out, he'll find a way to get out of there. Or it is about money. I don't know. I tend to think that it is that principled decision on his part to just try to get out of there by any means. I think it's.
But if he really wanted to get out, once you tell somebody, I'm not playing, I'm never going to show up there again, you can get out. I that's why I just don't. You don't have to play nice. He didn't have to do Kenny Mayne a solid. He didn't have to do any of that. If you want out, you won't hear from me. I'm not coming back to the place. I'll go there, get all my stuff, clean it out, and I'll go and work at Jeopardy for a year or two or whatever, or I'm just not coming back. And then ultimately, at some point, you realize it, and you have to make a move. I just can't believe that that's it. Why did he do what he did if it doesn't matter to him, to say how nice the people in Green Bay are and to talk about all the other stuff? And I love Jordan Love. Why do all that if you really want out?
Because he cares what people think of him very, very deeply. You know, I think that the narrative of his career means about as much to Aaron Rodgers as anything. And I think that when that report, the Packers aren't sabotaging themselves here. I mean, these leaks, these reports, they're coming from the other side. When it comes out that he needs the GM to be fired, and that's basically what he's looking for, to return to Green Bay, and the Yahoo report from one of the best reporters in the nation, and Charles Robinson, when that comes out, maybe he wasn't expecting that backlash. I mean, it was about 80-20 pro Packers, from what I could gather, at least. And they see the situation for what it is. He might have been expecting a Favre-like, you know, rush of support, and it was very pro-Favre way back when in 2008. He remembers it well. But the thing is, Favre wanted back in. Rodgers wants out. So when that happens, I think maybe this is, you know, we got to put words in his mouth because he isn't saying a heck of a lot right now. We're speculating. But, I mean, I can see a scenario where he wasn't expecting that kind of backlash from his own fans, but he still wants to get out. He wants to be traded. He wants to make a point of that. And that's when you kind of see the former teammates come out, some current teammates come out, and these guys aren't speaking unless they get his blessing. And then Aaron Rodgers speaks from Hawaii. He's smiling. He's saying everything's great. I don't think anything's really changed. You know what I mean? He could have denied all this stuff. He could have said, that's a bunch of BS that I want the GM fired. He didn't come close to saying anything like that. He went out of his way to omit the GM's name in praising everybody else.
So what? Maybe that was just it, what you just said. But what was your biggest takeaway from last night? His interview with Kenny Mayne.
Right. I think it's that. I think that it's, you know, and I didn't even think he was going to go there for a while. It seemed like he just was chatting with Kenny Mayne for the heck of it. And good on Kenny to get something out of him. I think it's the fact that he went out of his way to kind of list off coaches, players, fans, all this stuff, and to leave the GM out of that just justifies everything that everybody's been hearing about. He needs to basically be the GM or get the GM out for him to return to Green Bay. And like you guys kind of noted, I mean, maybe it's all a ruse. Maybe this is all a ploy for money. He shows up day one at training camp and gets what he wants financially, all of that. I don't know. I really do think he's dug in here. It's gut instinct, but I think he is.
So how do you think this ends? Do you think they trade him before next season or at the beginning of next season or what?
I think that when June 1st comes and that cap hit isn't as severe, the Packers know how Aaron Rodgers is wired better than any of us. You know, if he's serious about this, then Brian Gutekunst, Mark Murphy, Matt LaFleur, they're going to all know. I think you have to trade him. I think you have to get two or three firsts, whatever it takes, players, and the Jordan Love era begin. You know what I mean? You draft him in the first round for a reason. Maybe it's a little sooner than you expected, but it's time. You know, it doesn't have to be apocalyptic on the other side, too, right? I mean, how many teams are able to get that much for a Hall of Fame quarterback when they're about to turn 40 years old? It doesn't have to be gloom and doom. I think the Packers, if they kind of look in the mirror, they make that decision, they can really set this franchise up for success into the next era.
Wow. All right. Well, there you have it.
It's hard for me to buy that. I just don't think it's going to happen, because if they really wanted to move on, they don't have to say anything. Why? They could just be coy about the whole thing, wait till after June 1st, and then make a deal. Why are they begging him publicly if they want to move on after June 1st? That's the only part I don't understand.
Maybe leverage, right? Like maybe, I don't know. I mean, I'm with you, Rob. Like,
it doesn't make
for other teams.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, they're begging him publicly. Oh my God, I wouldn't do that. They could have said nothing, whatever. June 1st comes, you make a deal. They could have traded him on draft night. I know the implications would have been bad. But after June 1st, I would have just traded him. I wouldn't have said anything. I'm just, that's just my gut. I have no idea.
And what a damn circus if this gets to training camp, fellas. Yep. I mean, they can't let that happen. It'd be 08 times 100.
That's our man, Tyler Dunn, man.
Thanks,
great
Tyler.
Stuff. We appreciate the info.
Anytime, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you. All right, the Brooklyn Nets are scary. Scarier than we even thought. That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout. And woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live, as always, from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we're brought to you by AutoZone. AutoZone's got more ways for you to start your job your way. That means getting what you need fast. Some jobs can't wait. That's why AutoZone offers free same-day store pickup, free next-day delivery over on over 100,000 parts. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone, AutoZone. And speaking of fast, my goodness. All right, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. All the way real, all the way live, 100, whatever you want to say. I got, you know, I'm doing my show. I'm in my studio, and I've got the TVs on, and I've got the Brooklyn Celtics game on. And during the break, I went downstairs to get some tacos. Yes, my wife cooked tacos. Brother's happy. So during breaks, I'm going to eat my tacos. And it was a close game when I left. I think it was a one-point game or maybe tied or something like that. I came back 4 minutes later, and it's 27-13 Brooklyn.
What?
Midway through the second quarter or first quarter. So they're on pace to put up almost a 50-piece on Boston, Rob. Look, well, y'all know Rob and I have picked the Nets. Obviously, we want them just because we obviously want our picks to be right. But we are watching something special. And I'm going to be honest with this too, Rob. And we've had Kerry Kittles on, and he's talked about it. I think Antonio Daniels has talked about it. A lot of this is the difference in the game. Now it's 30-13. Usually, we go back to Miami with the big three of LeBron, D-Wade, and Chris Bosh. We go back to the, heck, big four or, you know, big three in with the Lakers of Wilt Chamberlain, Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, who those three themselves never won a championship. We can go back, you know, to other teams. And generally, it's taken a while, at least a year, right, to get going. These dudes have played 8 regular season games together. And I get it. They got a long way to go. The title isn't in their hand yet. But Kerry Kittles and other ex-NBA players have said, in a bygone era, it might not have come together this quickly. But today, in the NBA, everybody runs the high pick and roll. Everybody is driving kick. And that's simple basketball.
Right. There's, Rob, there's when no, you and there's I no were plays, covering, Chris. There's right. no plays.
When we were covering the league, when we were growing up in the league, it wasn't all high pick and roll. You know what I mean? It was very little of that, actually. Ask Magic Johnson if he ever ran the high pick and roll.
What?
And
what's
now
crazy?
Everybody's doing it. It's simple. So now Kyrie, KD, and Harden can come together and fit seamlessly like that.
Right. There's no plays. It's just totally different. And the other thing is, Chris, you remember when the trade was made with Harden? You remember all the, oh, they can't win. Are you kidding? Who's going to play defense? You remember that? How many people called up screaming at us?
Right.
Who's going to play defense?
Right.
I mean, defense is not going to what's going to win it for them, but they did hold Boston to 40 points in the second half of game one.
Right.
40 points.
And Boston didn't shoot a good percentage. I believe they were below 40% in that game.
Right. So I'm just
saying, here's the thing, Rob.
And they had the one stretch, Chris, to start the game, 0-for-9 from three. That's right. Probably the worst stretch they'll have together offensively.
Right.
0-for-9 for three.
Boston did shoot 37% in that game.
Yeah.
You hold an opponent and you can say, oh, the Celtics don't have much. Yeah, okay, they missed some shots too. But anytime your opponent shoots 37%, people rave about your defense.
Yeah.
Coaches love that.
Thank you.
Right?
Can't have it both ways.
I will say this about the Nets. They have the right attitude. Like, Rob, Blake Griffin is all in. He's not caring about stats.
Nope.
He's not caring about, man, I once had my own team. Now I'm the fourth guy, if that. He's not caring about that. He's trying to win a ring. DeAndre Jordan's not upset about not starting anymore. He wants a ring. The big three. Kyrie gave up his position, Rob. He's playing two guard.
James Harden became a facilitator rather than having the ball bounce, 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 put up a three. He right. understands where he fits in, Chris. And that's what people should be looking at to go like, dude, we talked to the NBA guys. It's an arms race. They got three guys, Chris, in the top, whatever you want to call it, 12, 15, on one team that they can get their own shots. Tell me,
absolutely.
Who are you leaving open?
You can't leave a darn play. You can't leave anybody open. And I was watching, I think it was Stephen A. today, Rob, and he was saying, you know, you can't double the Nets.
You can't. Who are you
but
doubling?
But you're going to have right. to. Like, you know, like, your instinct's going to be to help, right? Once Kyrie's by his man, your instinct is to help. And if you don't, he's going all the way to the hole. If you do, he's kicking it to a great shooter.
Yep. It's a tough spot to
be in. Or a big man at the rim to dunk it. So, we'll see. I mean, obviously, they got a long way to go, but my goodness,
we're not handing them the championship.
They can only beat themselves.
Right.
But they can only beat themselves.
If they're healthy, Chris, and they play like they're supposed to, they're going to be hard to beat four times.
Absolutely.
Is that fair? That's all we can say.
And Rob, honestly, I think players know it. I really do. From LeBron on down. I think, you know, LeBron's a great player, and I think he goes out there believing, hey, I can win if I'm on the court. But they know it inside, like it's an uphill battle at the very least if these boys play their game. And so Nets off to a rousing start in game two. All right, you know what? We got 2 hours left. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio. The iCouple is in full effect.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.